Hello and welcome to the Tony Talks podcast. This is your host, Tony. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. I want to get you guys some smaller tidbits of information instead of forming a whole podcast. So I'm going to be doing these little segments called Tony's Tidbits, where I just talk on a topic and, you know, for about maybe 20 to 30 minutes. And in today's tidbit, the first Tony's Tidbit episode, we're going to talk about the iPhone 13. So you're thinking, wait, iPhone 13, that hasn't been announced yet. I know. That will be announcing on this coming Tuesday at the Apple event. And now, I could give you information on the iPhone 14, which has been leaked early by John Prosser, but I'll give him the, I'll let you go to his YouTube channel and go check that out if you want to see probably 95% chance of what next year's iPhone will look like. John Prosser, J-O-N-P-R-O-S-S-O-R. Some people hate him, some people love him, so I find him hilarious. But anyway, the iPhone 13. So what will we be getting in a couple days? Well, not everyone upgrades every year. I understand that. I do. I'm on the iPhone upgrade program, probably one of the bigger Apple fanboys that you probably know. So, but most people still have like an iPhone 8, an iPhone 7, maybe a XR. So, what will we be getting on the iPhone 13? Well, we're getting the same four models as last year. So there'll be a mini. Probably the last year that we're getting a mini, so if you guys like the, was it 5.8? No, what's the size of the mini? I can't remember what the size of the mini is. I think it might be 5.8, maybe 5.5, I can't remember. But if you like the smaller size, this is the last year to get a smaller size with the still the same internals. Battery life is not good on the mini, so take that into consideration. But we'll be getting the iPhone 13 mini, the iPhone 13, the iPhone 13 Pro, and the iPhone 13 Pro Max. There will be a smaller notch, it'll be noticeable a little bit, but there'll be a smaller notch on the iPhone 13s. As most of you know, from the iPhone 10 and up, there has been a notch that encases the Face ID module, and that is to use Face ID. If you don't have a phone that uses Face ID yet, then you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But most of the tech community and people who have the 10 or above know what Face ID is. So we'll be getting a smaller notch. The notch has been annoying to some people. It really hasn't to me. I've gotten used to it. I don't really even watch that much content on my iPhone. I mostly watch content on my iPad or my Mac or my TV, so I don't really get bothered by the notch. Others who use the iPhone as their main viewing device may find it annoying. I don't. I've gotten used to it. But there'll be a smaller notch. We'll be getting a A15 Bionic chip. Although I think there's a chance that Apple, for marketing purposes, might put the same M1 chip that is in the iPad and the Mac in these new iPhones. We didn't know about the M1 chip going in the iPad until the very last minute, so I think that could be a possibility, but you don't, and I'm sure that goes over most people's heads because, you know, what does M1 mean, you know? So let's get to some of the cool features that people actually want to be using. So we were supposed to get this last year, but 120 hertz refresh rate. What is that? Well, if you notice on your screen, and I don't know the actual definition of refresh rate, but it's like how many times, it's how many times your screen refreshes per second, I think it is. So if you're scrolling through Safari or a website, you will notice a little bit of, not performance hiccup, but like a jagginess. It's a little slow, like the, you know, it won't be as smooth. Well, 120 hertz makes it seem like it's like buttery smooth to do anything on your phone. Like, to scroll down the menu, to scroll down a website. It helps in gaming, so a lot of games will be updated to take advantage of this display, and to make it easier to hit buttons and just smoother gameplay. You know, if you're a gamer, you know what these things mean. If you don't, you'll have to do a little more research, because I'm not here to tell you everything. But 120 hertz is going to be great. It may affect battery life, but here's another thing, is we're going to be getting larger batteries on all the phones. It's going to be like I think the Pro Max, which is the big boy, the 6.7-inch display, that will be getting, I think, like a 20% increase in battery, which I'm excited about. With 120 hertz, there may take a little bit of a battery hiccups, a little bit of battery issues. So with the larger battery, it will all balance out. And larger batteries expected on all the models. I think the Pro Max will be probably the bigger one, the most battery change, but that is coming. We're also rumored to be getting an always-on display, finally. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with that. I know with OLED displays that the iPhone couldn't get an always-on display until it switched to an OLED panel, which it now does. Well, actually, it has been using OLED since the iPhone X. And OLED basically is, you know, you get better colors, like colors pop more, you get better brightness, better HDR content than you did with, like, the iPhone 7, the iPhone 8, and all the other stuff. So colors should pop more on the Face ID devices that you own, with the iPhone 10 and up. But the iPhone could not get an always-on display. Oh, and you also get perfect blacks. So OLED displays give you perfect blacks. So it won't look, so if you're watching a movie or have a picture, it won't look grayish. It will be perfect black. So that is the benefit of OLED. But they couldn't have an always-on display until they did an OLED display. Now, of course, we've had an OLED display since the iPhone X, but Apple has decided not to do it. A lot of Android phones take advantage of this, and they will put the time. They will have, like, a... Now, always-on display is not... You won't get the full brightness as your main display, but you'll be able to have information on your display when it's, quote-unquote, off. So you will mostly likely have the time, and sometimes you'll get like you'll have like notification badges of like what notifications you have, and you can always view that on the screen. I think some Android phones might have the weather on there, but it's basically always on, and because it can with the deeper blacks, it can save battery life. That is a way to, you know, that is a way to have the always on display and not really affect battery. So that is rumored to be coming, but it's not rumored to be that customizable. I know a lot of Android phones, you can customize it, but apparently this isn't going to be very customizable at the beginning. But hey, I mean, look, if I can just have the time and maybe notification, like, squares, you know, something like that, or maybe just the weather and the time, I'd be happy with that. So, and of course, the cameras are a big thing with the iPhone. I've heard a lot of good things about the cameras. The cameras are always the exciting thing. I was never a big photography person, but as the iPhone cameras have gotten better and better, I have become, you know, sort of a, you know, not a professional photographer, but I enjoy taking advantage of some of these capabilities and, you know, seeing what these can do out in the real world. Like night mode. Night mode is incredible. Night mode start off in the iPhone 11 series, and if you like to take pictures at nighttime, or try to take pictures at nighttime, this is a real big help. And the iPhone 13 series is going to get a big boost in that, and it's going to be, apparently, now, I don't know what Apple's going to be calling it, but we'll be getting some type of astrophotography mode, where the stars will show up, where you'll basically be able to get the stars better in the sky. And there's apparently some technology being used that when you point the phone up at the sky, it will more likely be able to recognize the stars and get it to be a more clear picture up there. Now, the one thing that the night mode really hasn't done that well in the past is get pictures of the moon. So I wonder with this astrophotography mode, will the moon be clear? Because I think the moon basically is, you really can't get a good photo unless you take regular mode, which of course regular mode, it won't look as good because it, you know, it won't be night mode, but it, you know, all the moon pictures kind of are not that great on phones, even to the day. So I'm hoping we can increase that as well, because there was a great moon a couple weeks ago, and I was trying to get a picture of it, and it just didn't look that good on the phone. So hopefully the astrophotography feature will enhance that and give us, you know, some pretty good capabilities to take pictures of that. What else are we getting? Improved ultra-wide lens on the Pro models. So the ultra-wide lens is what we got a couple years ago on the 11 series, where you can kind of get a 120-degree model of where you're at. So if you're standing at the edge of your room, you can get your whole room, the whole, you know, and that's been fun. A lot of Android phones do that as well, and I haven't used that as much. It's not a, you know, I will if I have to get a bigger display, like if I have to get like a bigger surface area and I'm too close, I will use the ultra wide. But it should be better this year, and hopefully it will look more natural, because I know in the past and when it first started, the ultra wide did not look natural. It looked like it was, you know, stretched, and you know, it didn't look that great. So an improved ultra wide is really, really will hopefully be better. And it looks like from this one article now we don't know about the colors yet. Those actually haven't been leaked, but it looks like we may get a new pink color. And the Pro models will get black and bronze options. The last couple years I've been getting the other color options, actually, with the Pro models, because they've been just looking really good. I used to be a space gray person, but with the iPhone 11 Pro Max, I got it was something green. It was a green model, and then the 12 Pro Max, I got the blue. And these have been looking great. And now, if you got the 12 series, the 13 will have the same design as the 12. It will have the nice. So if you guys ever got the iPhone 5 series or the 5S, it will have those smooth edges, and you can technically make your phone stand up if you have a good surface. Just a beautiful design. Beautiful design. I highly recommend it. If you don't care about the features in this new one, get one of the 12 series, because the phone itself is just a gorgeous slab of whatever material they use, but it is very beautiful. Definitely if you don't want to get the 13 series, get one of the 12 series. And my phone has been in a case most of the time, but I remember when it wasn't, it was just gorgeous to look at, you know. But you want to protect this stuff that you want to protect this stuff that you get that's very expensive, so you want to put a case on it. But then you won't see the, you know, how good it looks. But along with, so what else are we getting on the event? The other stuff that we're going to be getting is the Apple Watch Series 7 and the AirPods 3. Now, not the AirPods Pro, but the regular AirPods. So, if you've been waiting to upgrade your regular AirPods, they will be most likely coming at Tuesday's event. They will have the same design as the AirPods Pro, but they won't have noise cancellation. So, if you like the in-ear design that the AirPods Pro have, but you don't want noise canceling, or you don't care about noise canceling, then the AirPods 3 will be a good choice for you. It's gonna be an exciting event on Tuesday. I take off every year for the iPhone event, and I watch it on my whatever devices I feel like it, and whether it be my TV or my iPad, you know, whatever I want to do. And it's you know, it's always exciting when the new iPhone comes out. I've been excited about this for years, and that is my Tony's tidbit. I don't want to go too long, because, you know, I don't want to talk your ass off, and I don't want to be, you know, too long of a segment, so people can kind of just, you know, eat these up every so often, and, you know, get me some listens. But there will be one coming again soon. I have an interesting topic that I think will be a little controversial, but I think It's going to be interesting to see what people think about it. It's not political. I will not be talking politics or COVID or any of that stuff on these tidbits or on the podcast itself. But but this other tidbit that I have in mind is going to be something that that is kind of common courtesy, but to me, I just find annoying. So I'll leave you there, and with that, I'm going to sign off. For Tony's Talks and for Tony's Tidbits, this is Tony saying sayonara.